Morning, everybody. Today's Daf in Temura, Daf Yates. We're back on Yudches. We started the third parak of Temura yesterday, and it's a parak dedicated to the topic of derivatives, Vladim and Temura. You have an animal that gives birth to a baby, so if the mother is a carbon, so the baby's also going to be a carbon. Or if you affect Temura by exchanging one animal for another, so the Temura is also going to have basically the same Kedusha as its mother. So what we learned in the Mishnah is that when it comes to Kachim, the Vlado same and Temura same, the first Mishnah of the Perek. I'm just reviewing. We're back on Yuzayin Amud Beis. So Vlado same and Temura same, Kayotze Behem. Your starting point for this whole discussion is that basically the derivatives, all the spin-offs of the animal, of the carbon, is going to be a carbon. So if I have a spin-off of a shlamim, it will be a shlamim. Whether the spin-off is going to be in the form of a vlad, or whether the spin-off is going to be in the form of a temura. Now again, you shouldn't make the temura. And vlad also, we'll talk a little bit later on this morning about, really shouldn't do it, meaning shouldn't wait around for the animal to give birth. But still, the point is that all spin-offs are going to be basically of the same kedusha. So the Mishnah goes on to say that the shlamim, kayotze behem, vlad shlamim, tomorrow some vlad vladan, vlad vladan, atzov kol olam harehen shlamim, utu unim smichu nasachem tenufa chaz v'shok. And you can just go down generation after generation, meaning there's not going to be any limit, there's no statute of limitation, where the child, the grandchild, the great-grandchild, you could just keep going down, and it's all going to have kedusha saguf, like its original source is going to have. That's what we learned back in the first Mishnah, where this halacha comes from. You remember yesterday we had a discussion, two possible sources in terms of where it comes from. Okay, that was yesterday's daf. Okay, we're on Yudches Amud Aleph, and now we're going to introduce ourselves to Rabbi Elazar.
Excuse me, if the mother gets a moon, eventually it'll stop.
Huh?
If the mother gets a
moon. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, meaning what if the mother's a Baal Mum? That was yesterday's discussion. It's fine. So you get a pass. Okay. The yesterday's discussion. What if the mother's a bal mum? Can then the baby that's presented, is that going to be? And the Gemara presents that as a machlokus, and the Gemara correlates that with another machlokus between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Okay. Good. All right. We move ahead. And okay, let's start with the Mishnah. Today's office daf yitzes. We're going to start with the Mishnah back on Yudches Amud Aleph and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar Omer Vlad Shlamim Lo Yikrav Shlamim. Okay, and Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Okay, meaning that our Mishnah, where we start, our starting point for the whole discussion is that all derivatives become kadosh. All derivatives are offered as karbanos. The Vlad Vladan. Just keep going, and it's all going to be kadosh. Good. Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and Rabbi Elazar says that the Vlad Shlamim Lo Yikrav Shlamim. It cannot be offered as a shlamim. The chachamim omrim yikrav, and the chachamim disagree. Now, I'm Rabbi Shimon lo nechlekul al vlad shlamim, v'al vlad temura shelo yikrav. I'm nechlekul al havlad. Now, in terms of the vlad, the second generation or third generation, depending on where your starting point is, the grandchild, let's call it, just so that all of us are clear. As far as the grandchild is concerned, there's no machlokas. Where's the machlokas? Machlokas is only by the generation after the original, right? The first offspring. That's where there's a machlokas. Rav Elazar Amar LeYikrav VeChachamim Amim Yikrav, and Rav Elazar says it cannot be offered, and the Chachamim say it can be offered. In other words, there comes a point where Rav Elazar and the Chachamim do agree. Now, when Mishnah says they do agree, what is the point of agreement? They mean they both agree that you can't offer it, or they both agree that you can offer it? Interestingly enough, that's going to be subject to a machlokus. Okay, stay tuned. Hey, Rabbi Yoshua, Rav Papaya, Savlad Shlamim, Shikrav Shlamim. The Gemara ends up this discussion with testimony, Eidus. And the Eidus is that, yes, I was thinking to myself, are you going to find this in Masechta Eidos? And the answer is, yes, you will. Okay? But I don't know that because I remembered Masechta Eidos. I know that because I'm looking at the side of the Gemara, thinking to myself, this would fit in lovely to the Masechta of Eidos. The Masechta we don't see, by the way, in the Daf Yomi. The Masechta of Eidos is just Mishnah after Mishnah of testimony that's delivered by various Tanaim. Here's what I saw. I testify that I saw the following. Or I testify that I heard the following. And it's all basically a series of Mishnayos of Masa Shahaya. Like, this actually happened. So here we have an excerpt of the Mishnah in Adios. So, Hey, Rav Yeshua, Rav Papai, so Vlad Shlomim, Shikrov Shlomim, where, yeah, correct, I actually saw this, meaning it was a Karbish Shlomim, it had a child, and it was offered as a Shlomim, the original mother, and the offspring was also offered as a Karbish Shlomim. Amar Rav Papai, Sanim, Eishayisilanu Parashal Zivche Shlomim. I'll give you this. We had Shlomim, Zivche Shlomim, of a cow, Va'achlunu bePesach, and we ate the cow on Pesach. Now, mind you, by the way, when it says it's a shlamim, it's certainly not the carbon Pesach, because carbon Pesach can only come either from a sheep or a goat. All right, so it was a shlamim, it was a regular shlamim that was brought in Pesach for whatever. Could have been it could have been the Chagigas Yudalid. No, whatever, it doesn't matter. The cow was born on Pesach as a shlamim, v'achlun avlada, shlamim b'chag, and then we ate the offspring on Sukkos. Okay? A small problem the Gemara is going to deal with a little bit later on. Anyone want to guess? A small issue over here? Yeah. Very good. So the small issue is that Sukkos, you bypassed, in order to get Sukkos, you had to bypass Shavuos. Now, once you have a carbon, so you have to bring that carbon the first yontif opportunity. So obviously the baby was born before Pesach. I mean, obviously, because you ate the mother on Pesach. So you shechted the mother on Pesach. So obviously the baby was born before Pesach. So you bypass Pesach. Is that a big deal? Could be that the baby was just born right beforehand. All right. We'll have to figure that out. But you bypass Pesach, but then you bypass Shavuos. Now Shavuos is 50 days later, right? So I think. So and you bypass Shavuos, and then you went all the way to Sukkos. So that's going to be somewhat of an issue. Why? How did you just fly right by Shavuos and not offer the carbon on Shavuos? But anyway, the point is, it's an issue, and the Gemara is going to pick up on that. But the point is that yes, we paskan like the Chachamim that Vlad Shlomim is offered as a carbon. Good. So far, so good. We have now a Mishnah that opens up the Perek that says that all Vladim can be offered. All Vladim have the same derivative source kedusha as its mother. Specifically, we're talking about Vlad Shlomim. Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. The Gemara says that we paskin like the Chachamim. So far, so good. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my Talmud, the Rebbe Eliezer. So the Gemara says, what's the basis for that? So I'm a Kra. So at this stage of the Gemara thinks that the machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is a fundamental machlokus based on how to darshan psukim. And so therefore the Gemara goes and attempts to darshan a pasuk. V'im zevach shlamim karbano. The im zevach shlamim karbano. Now watch what the Gemara is going to do over here. This is fascinating. I don't know if we have ever done this before. We're going to take the word v'im. We're going to take the word v'im and turn it into v'im. Right, the mother. This is hard to call it a kriuk siv, but it's, you know, in other words, we're taking the letters and we're repunctuating the letters. Now we've done that before. This is not a first for repunctuating, right? Al tikrei halachos alichos ela halachos. Meaning we do this, but over here though we are creating a serious drasha by repunctuating, and it doesn't fit into the pashup shot of the pasuk. Understood? Okay. V'im zevach shlamim karbano. V'im v'lo vlad. So we took the word v'im. We added one more dot. It's all you need, and it turned into v'im. V'im v'lo vlad. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba l'Rabbi Amel Miata. Now the Gemara says, do you want to continue with this? Right, really? You see the word im in the Torah, so you're gonna just take another dot, make it from a chirik into a tzeirei. So im ala toda yakrivenu hachanam the im v'lo vlad. So right, carbon toda. Only the mother can be offered as a carbon toda, but not the offspring. Now v'chitem hachanami. So maybe you want to tell me, yeah, what's wrong with that? Okay, fine. Maybe that's correct. So v'hatanya v'lado t'murasa v'chilufa aminayin tamalamar imal toda mikomakom. So the Gemara says, but it's not correct, meaning it's not true. The mother and the offspring can be offered as a carbon toda. So I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, and by the way, I should have also pointed this out, and Rabbi Elazar doesn't argue about that. Meaning, remember, we're now trying to understand Rabbi Elazar. So still, even by the toda, Rabbi Eliezer does not disagree. So Ella, I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, scratch it. It's not a fundamental debate. They're not arguing about how to darshan. Everybody agrees fundamentally that Vlad Shlomim can be offered as a carbon Shlomim. That's not the point of contention. The only question here is there a Gzeira de Rabbanan? Now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Tamid de Rav Lazar Gzeira. So Rabbi Eliezer believes there is a gzera derabanan. Now, what's the gzera? Don't, meaning, the vlad shlamim has really kedusha shlamim, and really could be offered as a carbon shlamim, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, the chachamim stepped in, and the chachamim said, but don't offer it. Now, why not? Shema yigad al mehem adar madarim, because, here's what's going to happen. If you start to realize and say to yourself, oh, every time my carbon gives birth to a baby, that baby's going to have kedushas carbon. Oh, so you know what? Great. Meaning, I'm just going to sit here, let the mother hang around, and just use it to produce more carbonos. Perfect. Right? Every carbon I bring is a mitzvah. I get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's just do it. Let's just keep doing it. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim did not want that to happen. So established there for Gzera that you're not allowed to offer the offspring of a carbon, even though in essence, in principle, he agrees with the Chachamim, it really does have Kedusha. Now, I dare say that the Chachamim agree in concept, meaning we also don't want that as well. We don't want the carbonus to be lingering around, but nevertheless, the Chachamim didn't make a formal Gzera. And look, as Rashi points out, we're going to go over Rashi in just a moment inside, because I want to highlight a point within Rashi. But as Rashi points out, you know that Rabbi Eliezer does not fully buy into this gzeira. What do I mean by that? Meaning Rashi says, there are other karbanos where we just saw the karban todah, where Rabbi Eliezer agrees that you could bring its offspring. So this is a very limited gzeira. It only applies to shlamim, not to other karbanos. Okay,
and shlamim is the most common.
That's exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says the shlamim is common, and once you get into the business, so to say, of letting it produce children, so then you're just going to let it hang around. Toda is a shlamim, so I think it could be male or female. Okay, now, later today, a good part of our day today is going to be dedicated to how about making a female ola. Okay, that's later today. Now, what's wrong with letting the animal just hang around? Okay? Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim made a gzera that you're not allowed to bring the offspring of a carbon shlamim for fear that you'll let it just sit around and in order for it to produce babies. What's the issue?
Can it work? They got a shield.
So that's exactly what Rashi says.
I understand,
but the Gemara doesn't say that. All the Gemara says is Shema yigad al mehem adar madarim. But the Gemara doesn't say more than that. So now you look at Rashi, and Rashi writes gzera, iamart vlad shlamim yesh lo takana, asi lishuhuye le'aim, you're going to let the mother hang around, ashetelet, until it gives birth, v'yigad al adarim min avlados, and you're going to create a flock of karbanos, v'asi behu lide giza v'avoda. And Rashi says that it's going to lead to giza v'avoda. Giza v'avoda, you're going to shear the animal, you're going to work the animal, and you're not allowed to do that with a carbon, and certainly not the offsprings as well. And that's our concern, says Rashi. V'toda, ha'inatame de lo gazna, mishum de toda lo shechicha kishlamim. And what about the carbon toda? So Rashi writes, it's not that common. Carbon toda, the event of the carbon toda is not that common, so therefore the chachamim didn't make gzera on the carbon toda. Good. That's Rashi. Could you think possibly of another reason why we don't want the animals to hang around? Rashi's right. Rashi says that we're afraid of giza v'avoda. What's another possible concern?
Get a
blemish. Yeah, we just said it a couple moments ago. But bal te'achir. Right, meaning once you have an animal that's designated as a karban, so you have to bring it up to, now you have to bring it up by the first yontif, right? There's a mitzvah saseh to bring it up by the first yontif. And if you miss three yontifs, meaning yeah, let the animal hang around for three yontifs, so now you're in full violation of the law in the Torah of lo sachir, l'shalmo. You don't delay in paying it back. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that means three yontifs. Three yontifs go by, and that's it, bal te'achir. So if I let the animal hang around, and I let it hang around for more than three yontifs, so then I'm in violation of bal te'achir.
Assuming it's like a four-month cycle, though.
Right.
A leap year, you could conceivably like...
Correct. Now, who just said what I just said? That's the Rambam. The Rambam's of the opinion that this gzera that's laid out is not because of giza v'avoda, but the Rambam says it's because of bal te'achir. And the great good discussion that he has in your notes over there in terms of why Rashi chose specifically the gzera of giza v'avoda as opposed to bal te'achir. Okay. Take a look at your notes. So anyway, Am Rabbi Shimon lo nechluku. Okay, now Ibayilahu hechitini lo nechluku. All right, remember back in the Mishnah, there comes a point generationally where there will be agreement between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Meaning, second generation, debate. The Chachamim say you can bring it as a carbon, and Rabbi Elazar says, no, you can't. Next generation, the Vlad Vladan, there's no debate. Okay, we pause. No debate meaning what? That they both agree that you can bring it, or they both agree that you cannot bring it. Yeah, I know. I also have a logical viewpoint, but watch the Gemara. So, Ibailu echitini lo nechluku shelo yikrevu ela yikrevu, odilma lo nechluku sheyikrevu ela lo yikrevu. So the Gemara plays with two possibilities. One possibility is that by the next generation, right, grandchildren, so they both agree you can't, or both agree you can. Amaraba mistabra lo nechluku shelo yikrevu ela yikrevu. Rabba says, I'll tell you what's logical. I know it's not everyone's gonna conform with Rabba's logic, but Rabba says, I'll tell you what's logical. That when you get to the next generation, when you get to the grandchild, I think everyone agrees that you can bring it. My time, Adkan Laplag Palag Rabbalazala Drabanella Bavlad Vlad Ekrai Ba'almahu. Okay, Rabba says, look, because the whole basis of Rabbi Elazar, it's not because he darshans differently. He darshans the same. For him, it's all about gzera. And remember, as a rule, we only make a gzera for things that are common. The children, the offspring, that's common. But vlad vladan, but grandchildren, that's so uncommon. The chachamim did not extend the gzera there. That's Rabba's logic. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, amar lo nechluku sheyikrevu ela lo yikrevu. And Rabbi Yehoshua goes the other way. And Rabbi Yehoshua says, no, when you get to the next generation, there's agreement in the Mishnah that you can't bring it. Because I can't plead your Rabban Allah, the 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 Machshavaso de la Gado Kabayle. Yeah, when you get to that third generation, that grandchildren, at that point, it is clear that you are going to let this animal hang around. It's clear that that's what you want. As a result of that, now that you have, well, the Gemara uses the terminology is Masani Keres Machshavaso. Through your actions, we now know what you want. You want to let this animal just hang around. Okay, at that point in time, now the Chachamim step in, the Chachamim said, no. We're up to grandchildren already? No. You cannot offer the grandchild as a carbon. At that point in time, we're going to make a gzera. That's what I mentioned earlier. Meaning that, according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, it's clear. In other words, there is this concept of a gzera. It's just a question of when to apply the gzera. According to Rabbi Elazar, once you get to the offspring, boom, gzera. And according to the Chachamim, no. First generation, offspring, that's okay. But once you're getting now to grandchildren, at that point, the Chachamim are looking at you and saying, no, that's not right. Now you're going to let the animal hang around. According to Rashi, we're afraid of Giza Vavoda. According to the Rambam, we're worried about Baal Teacher. That's not right. Okay. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Siyua L'Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Of these two positions, which is more correct? Certainly not for me to say. But Rabbi Chiya brings in a braisa that supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the most recent position, that when you get to the grandchildren, everyone agrees we're looking at a gzera. Seilu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi im kesev humakriv vlad rishon krav vlad sheni eino krav. Right, first generation. I confuse myself when I say generations. When we get to the offspring, that you can bring. But the ein, I'm sorry, Vlad Sheni ain't a crop. But when you get to the next generation, grandchildren already, no. So that you cannot bring. Hu krav ain't Vlad kol hakachim krav, Vlad demai. It could be offered as a carbon, but not all Vlados can be offered as a carbon. Now, ida ola v'asham zecharim heim, v'lo b'nei Vlad heim. Okay, look, ola asham, they're male animals. They're not going to have children. Or biological fact, right? So, delamisa azla. And if we're talking about a carbon chata, so we already have a halachal Moshe Sinai that the Vlad is put to death. So, amravina lezui Vlad ha-me'useres. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's talking about the offspring of your meiser behema. So, Vlad ha-me'useres, la-me'likra. Avara mi bechorka gamarle. We have a gzera shava. We reference this gzera shava all the time. It links together the maaser behema and the bechor. You have the word avara linking the two, creates like a hyperlink. It's like it is the gzera shava. So therefore, by bechor, I know that its offspring is not offered as a karban. Now, my friends, well, I'm saying the offspring of a bechor is not going to be offered as a karban for a simple reason. It's male, right? It's not having an offspring. But I'll still say it anyway. Its offspring is not going to be offered as a karban. Neither is the offspring of the Maaser Behemah going to be offered of the karban. Good. Just the only thing that perplexes the Gemara right now is that once you have the Gezer Shava in play, so why do I need the drasha that we mentioned up above? It's the Rechsak Da Chamina in Dan Nefshar Mashiach Shar Kamash Malan. And the Gemara says, oh, look, it's so simple. Because had I only had the Gezer Shava, I would have said, you can't learn out Bechor to Meister Behema. Bechor, it's Yev Shar. Meaning, yes, you're right, the offspring of the Bechor is not going to be offered as a carbon. But that's because there is no offspring. Okay, so now you want to learn a halacha from that? That's the efshar. Ain't done in efshar, mishi efshar. You can't do that. What the gzera shava is coming to do is basically it serves like as an override, right? It's there to promote the idea that even though you normally cannot learn out Maaser Behemah from Bechor because it's efshar, mishi efshar, but the gzera shava overrides that inability. Okay. Good. All right, so where are we now? Okay, the Vlad Shlamim, okay, offspring of a Shlamim, can it be offered? Machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar. Okay, we pass like the Chachamim, it can be brought, as the Gemara itself conveyed us. Once you get to the next generation, machlokus about what the machlokus is, or I should say better, machlokus about what the agreement is. We have reached agreement. What is the agreement? We debate about what the agreement is. But I will say that it's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. It's the Brisa supporting Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. That once you get the third generation, that's it. Now the Chachamim stepped in and said, my friend, that's too much. Meaning you have clearly demonstrated that you wanted to create a Dharma Darim. You want to create flocks. You're going to leave it around too long. And the Chachamim slapped a gzera upon you. And therefore, the next generation, the grandchildren, cannot be offered as a carbon shlamet. Good. Back to the Mishnah. Adios given in the Mishnah. Testimony. Reb Shimon Reb Papai Zol Rav Adamar Kachim Kevin Shav Alem Regel Achad Kol Yom VeYom Over Alem BeVal Teacher. Now we're gonna. Only thing we're gonna do is we're just gonna modify the Gemara a little bit because Rav's statement, which is in Rosh Hashanah, which is quoted over here. Once you go by that first Yontav, you didn't violate the Lav of Baal Teacher. You violated the Asay. So what do we do with our Gemara over here? We change it with license, meaning if you take a look at the Shita Megavetzes, so he changes it from Baal Teacher to Asay. Okay. Right. Again, a lot of changes in Temura makes sense. It's Temura. So the a lot of exchange. Okay. Good. So as I mentioned back in the Mishnah, now the Gemara is making mention of it right now. It's a technical issue, but it's an issue. According to Rava, once you blow by Yontif, you now violate the Aseh, because the Torah says that you have a carbon, your first Yontif opportunity, you bring it as a carbon. So here, mom was offered on Pesach, mom was a cow, mom was offered on Pesach, and the child was now offered on Sukkos. Okay? So, Shavuos, the unsung Yontif of Shavuos, what happened to it? So because you should have eaten it on Shavuos. So answer number one of the Gemara is that the animal was sick for it during Shavuos. Okay, so it had a legitimate excuse as to why it was not offered on Shavuos. It was sick. Rav Ashi Amar, my chag nami diktani chag Shavuos. So, and Rav Ashi says, well, you know, the Mishnah doesn't say Sukkos. The Mishnah just says chag. Now, as a rule, we almost always say that Chag by itself, unmodified, is a reference to Sukkos, but in order so that our Mishnah fits in with the position of Rava, so we're going to understand that in our Mishnah in Temura, Chag means Shavuos. So the Gemara says, no, because the counter argument to that is, no, if our Mishnah was referencing Shavuos, the relationship between Pesach and Shavuos is such that if we're talking about Pesach, what are you going to call Shavuos? It's Atzeres. Right? There's an interesting Ramban on Chumash. The Ramban says that the Omer, Sfiras HaOmer, is like a long Chol HaMoed. He doesn't mean that legally, he doesn't mean halachically, but you understand though. In other words, once Pesach starts, we start counting. All right, yeah, they're connected. Meaning, we don't count the first day of Pesach, we count the second day of Pesach, but in other words, okay, but still, the beginning of Pesach, we start counting, and then we get to Shavuos. Shavuos is the Atzeres, it's the punctuation, it's the end of Pesach. So if our Mishnah was talking about Pesach and Shavuos, it would have said Pesach and Atzeres. So Yachi Maya Sudis Lafukim Dravalaza Damar Vlashamim Lo Yikrav Shlamim Kamasid Hu Dikrav. So the Gemara says the whole point of this Eidus is obviously to exclude ourselves from Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that once you get to the Vlad cannot be offered, and the whole point the Mishnah is trying to tell us is we don't agree with Rabbi Elazar. Okay. Good. Vlad Chamura. I'm sorry. Next Mishnah. Vlad Toda Utmurasa Vladan Uvlad Vladan Atsof called Hadoros Hare Elu Ketoda Uvavad She'inan Teunen Lechem. Okay, now we talk about derivatives of a carbon toda. Carbon toda I bring when I go through a life harrowing experience and I was saved. I call a Chaim Yodu Chasela. The Chaim is an acronym for the four occasions where you went through a harrowing experience. Nowadays, we have the Birchas Hagoma that substitutes for the Karban Toda. So, so what if I create a derivative of a Karban Toda? Vlad or Tamura, so like we've been saying all along. And here, as Rashi points out, not Rashi here, but Rashi we did earlier this morning, Rabbi Eleazar does not disagree over here. Okay. But in the meantime, however, Karban Toda, you have a derivative of the Karban Toda, and it is offered. The only difference over here, which makes the carbon toda outstanding, is that unlike earlier where we said that the Vlad and Tzmur are treated like a full shlamim, with Nesachim, with Tnufas Chazav Ishok, with Smicha, here by the toda, only the original gets Lechem, all the derivatives, the Vlad and the Tzmura, no Lechem for the Vlad and Tzmura. With your carbon toda, what do you have? 40 loaves of bread. It's a lot of bread that comes with the carbon toda. Out of that 40 loaves of bread, 30 of them are matzah. 10 of them are chametz. 4 different types. Of each type, one is given to a kohen. Okay, good. Well, right. Lechem. Lechem of the carbon toda. So in the meantime, however, only the original has lechem. All the derivatives do not. Menahan imili. We go right to the Gemara. And why not? Ditan rabbanan. I lost my carbon toda. I replaced it. And meanwhile, I found my lost one. I'm looking at both of them. I can choose whichever one I want. I can bring it as my carbon toda. Tamalama toda yakriv. Bring whichever toda you want. Yachal teishniya tun alechem. Now the second one already has kedusha zagof. I can't just simply dismiss the second one because I invested it with Kedusha. I'm going to offer the second one. Does it require lechem as well? Tamalama yakri venu. Achas velo shtayim. Okay, no. You'll bring the second one, but it doesn't require lechem. Minayin l'rabos vlados t'tmurus v'chalifos. What about any type of exchange? Tamalama v'im al toda. Yachol ye kulam tunos lechem. Tamalama al zevach hatoda. Toda tuna lechem velo vlado u'tmurusav v'chalifata. So the Gemara brings in a drasha, that same story over here. If I create any type of derivative, either a Vlad or a Tamura or a Chalipin, an exchange, right, meaning, like we just discussed, where I lost it and I exchanged it for another animal, in any one of those scenarios, only one requires lechem, all the others are not going to require lechem. Good. Okay, moving on now, we start the... No, in other words, the mother still will remain a toda. Okay.
I understand that. I'm saying to you.
You fulfilled your obligation.
Bringing In order of bringing the daughter, you bring the child first, before the mother, then the mother will require less.
Whichever one you bring.
Generally bring the mother first, but if you do the other one.
Correct. Tamura's Ola, Vlad Tamura, Vlad, Vlada, Atsov called Ha'olam, Hare Elu Ka'ola, Utaunim Hefshet, Vinituach, Vikalil Le'ishim. Okay. Here we get to now an oddity. And now we're going to talk about the Ola. And we're going to talk about Ola both in terms of its Tamura and in terms of its Vlad. Tamura, that we understand. That's easy. First of all, let's remind ourselves, an Ola is something that was just totally burnt on the Mizbeach. An Ola is also a male. Okay. Basic rule regarding carbon Ola is that it has to be a male animal. So Tamura's Ola, that we totally understand. So I take an animal, which is a carbon Ola. I have an animal right next alongside, and I do the exchange. You know, the exchange you're not allowed to do. But I do it. And now both are going to have Kedusha, and both are going to have Kedusha's Ola. That's fine. That part I get. What about the Vlad Ola? That's not fine. Meaning, what are you talking about? If the carbon Ola is a male, so how are you having a Vlad? What kind of Vlad are we discussing over here? So Rashi points out that we're talking about where I created a Tamura using the carbon Ola. The Tamura that I exchanged it to was a female. The female now was invested with Kedusha's carbon Ola. I obviously cannot bring this as a carbon Ola as it is a female. But nevertheless, she has Kedusha's Ola. She has a baby. That baby now is a Vlad Ola. The offspring of an Ola. Okay? I know it's weird. I know it's bizarre. But stay with me because that's really the rest of our morning.
So each of the offspring you have to sell and use them.
No. Meaning the offspring is a carbon Ola. That's an excellent qualification. That's a correct qualification. If it's a male. Okay.
But if it's a female, you can't sell it and use it to buy a male to bring it as a tumor?
No. In other words, the only has Kedushas Aguf.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, Kedushas Aguf. You could let it develop a blemish, and perhaps, but right now it has Kedushas Aguf. So Tamura Sola Vlad Tamura, Vlad Vlada, Adsof Kala Olam, Hare Ela Kola, Tunaheshavin Tuch Vekala Leishim. Good. So the first half of the Mishnah says, correct. In the case of Tamura Sola, or in the case of Vlad Ola, either way, it will have Kedusha, and it will be offered as an Ola with all the rules of an Ola. It requires flaying, cutting up into pieces, being burnt totally up on the Mizbeach. Hamafrish Nekeva La'Ola. Now we get to the second half of the Mishnah, and here, female animal, I point to it, not Tamura, primary Kedusha, and I say, I'm investing this with Kedusha's carbon Ola. Okay. Now again, it's weird, it's strange, it's, you know, I can't understand what he's trying to do over here, but he did it. Okay? V'yalda Zachar. Now, this female Ola gives birth, Yire Achistaev V'yamakir V'yami B'damav Ola. Let it graze, let it develop a blemish, sell it after it develops a blemish, and the proceeds of that sale, the money will now go towards the purchasing of a regular carbon Ola. Okay? And Rebbe Elazar Omer, who atzmo yikrav Ola, and Rebbe Elazar. Now, just for the rest of today, I know it says Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah, but it's corrected, and we'll just keep with this correction for the rest of today. We're going to say Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar Omer, who atzmo yikrav Ola. No, it itself is brought as carbon Ola. Okay. But you should observe, though, however, that if you compare the first half of the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah, you're going to get confused, understandably. Because the first half of the Mishnah, what's the storyline the first half of the Mishnah? Right? I had a carbon Ola. I did Tamura to a female. Then that female Tamura gives birth to a male. And so the Mishnah says, without blinking, that's offered as a carbon. Good. Just give me one moment. Second half of the Mishnah says, I take a female animal. I invest it with Kedusha's carbon Ola. And then it produces a child. The child is a male. And what happens to that? Machlokas in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, oh no, no good. Let it graze, let it develop a blemish, shell it, and then go and buy for yourself a nice male animal. And Rebbe Elazar of the Mishnah says, no, that could be offered. So think it through and you realize what happened in the first half of the Mishnah where there was no debate, and the second half of the Mishnah where now we're arguing over what to do with the offspring? Yeah, Danny.
Isn't the blood the firstborn? Does that play any
rule? No, because the Bechor only gets Kedushas Bechor if there is no other Kedusha that supersedes it. But because mom is already a Karban, so that Kedusha will supersede the Bechor Kedusha. I mean, it's a good question, but okay. What's the difference? So that's the Gemara's first question. Maishna Reisha de lo pligi, Maishna Sefer de pligi, Amar Abba Babrachana, but Machlokish Shnuya. So the first answer of the Gemara is correct. Meaning, after you go through the entire Mishnah, and after you realize that the second case there's a Machlokis, so just simply take the Machlokis and apply to the first case as well. Okay, meaning, the Mishnah is right now a little incomplete, and it's for us to fill in the blanks. Rabbi Lazihi, and the first half of the Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Elazar. Okay, good. That's approach number one. All right, it's slightly difficult because it really, in other words, it's first the Mishnah presents the Rabbi Elazar position by not telling us it's Rabbi Elazar, and then introduces us to the Machlokas of the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar, and then we work backwards. It's okay. It's a little tricky. Rava Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. And Rav is going to say no. He's going to give a more conceptual answer. That really, in the first case of the Mishnah, is different than the second case of the Mishnah. Why? I can lo plig ala Rabbi Elazar ela gabi mafrish nekeva laola di ime lo krava. Look, in the second case of the Mishnah, right, when I invested the female animal with kedushas ola, is she an ola? No, she's not, right? She's not. She can't be an Ola. She's a female. So in other words, there in that first investment of Kedusha, mom wasn't really a Karban Ola. So now what do you want from the derivative? What do you want from the offspring? That it's going to be a Karban Ola? It can't be greater in Kedusha than the mother. Mom's not a real Karban Ola, so neither is offspring. It will have Kedusha, but to be offered as a Karban Ola, no. Let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah. First case of the Mishnah, where does everything emanate from? An animal that's really a Karban Ola. And then I took it, I affected Tamura to a female animal. Now you're right, that female animal cannot be offered as a Karban. But the Kedusha that it received comes primarily from real Karban Ola. Because its source Kedusha was a male, was a Karban Ola. So now the female has, quote unquote, real Kedushas Karban Ola, so its offspring is going to be offered as a Karban. Right? See the difference? Doesn't matter. Meaning right now the Gemara is looking at what its source Kedusha is. In the first case, source Kedusha is a Karban Ola. In the second case, source Kedusha is not a real Karban Ola. Aval Tamur Di'ime Nami Kreva. Aval Tamur Di'ime Nami Kreva. Afilo Rabbana Moda. Good. All right. Good. That is step number one, trying to compare the first half of the Mishnah, second half of the Mishnah. Step number two for today, and really the balance of our day, and we're not going to finish it, but is, can we try to understand Rabbi Elazar just a little bit better? Mi amar Rabbi Elazar, Yikrav Ola, Hu Atzmo, meaning we have in our Mishnah that Rabbi Elazar says that in other words, second case of the Mishnah, mom obviously is a female, right? I was about to say, mother is a female. Okay? Good. Factually correct, not that intelligent. But okay, it'll work. Right? Okay. All right. I was Maktish the mother with Kedushas Karban Ola. She has a baby. Baby's a boy. What happens with that boy? So it's a machlokas of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says, offered as a Karban. And the Chachamim say, don't you dare. Right? Because the baby does not have real Kedushas Karban Ola. It has Kedusha. But what you must do with it is let it develop a blemish, shell it, and use the proceeds for a Karban Ola. Good. Viriminhu. And the Gemara says, but I will note a contradiction. Tamuras Asham, Vlad Tamura, Vladan, Vlad Vladan, Atsov Kola Olam, Yirach Yisav, Viyamaka, Viyimpludamav, Linadava. What if you have similar scenario regarding a Karban Asham? Meaning, Asham again is male, I affect Tamura. It has a child, so the yiplu damav linadava. So it's what I do with that child is let it graze, develop a blemish. Okay, good. and sell it, and the proceeds will go to Nadava. Now, next words of the Gemara, I know it says Rabbi Elazar, change that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yamusu, it's put to death. We see Rabbi Eliezer throughout Shas, and now when I say throughout Shas, all you have to do is just remember, your first day of Zvachim, okay, page 1, or in Gemara terminology, page 2 of Zvachim, and you'll remember that Rabbi Eliezer says Asham and Chatos are the same, right? Same over here. That what happens to a Temuris Chatos, it dies. What happens to Temuris Asham according to Rabbi Eliezer? Same story, it dies. Okay. But right now, listen, we're not focusing on Rabbi Eliezer. It's the next line that we want. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yavi B'demeim Ola. What do? You take its money and you apply it to a carbon Ola. To which the Gemara now says, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? It's money, b'damimin who atzmalo. It's money, but not it itself. So the Gemara says, "What just happened over here?" Meaning, in our Mishnah, we have Rav Elazar saying, "Who atzmo yikrav ola?" That if I have an animal which is a male ola derived from a female ola, meaning an animal that was a female that I dedicated as a carbon ola. So what did Rabbi Elazar say in our Mishnah? Offer it. Meanwhile, regarding Asham, he's talking about it's an offspring, right? Mom is an Asham. Obviously, mom's not really an Asham but mom has Kedusha's carbon Asham, and then it has an offspring, and the offspring is male, and I have to let it graze and develop a blemish. And how am I going to align Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Elazar? So really, Daf Yutes today, which is today's Daf, which we're about to begin, is going to be try to create alignment between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Elazar. We're going to count, I think, 3 answers to this question. Answer number 1. Amar of Chista. Rebbe Elazar l'divrem d'Rabbanan kamar lehu. This is Rebbe Elazar not giving you his own opinion, but just saying to the Chachamim, look, I know you disagree with me, but at least give me this. Right, and we see this style of answer come up all the time in the Gemara. Lidi di svirli dafilo vla nami karva ola. Look, for me, I think it should be offered as a karban ola. But lidi chu. But at least according to you, darmisa roeh odelamias demosos ledavas yachid. At least give me this. Meaning, I know you're not going to offer the offspring as a karban. I know that. But at least once you let it graze and develop a blemish and sell it, at least the proceeds of the sale should go for an individual carbon, not a communal carbon. And the Amrilay, Mosros and David Sibor Asley. And they say, no, we're not going to even give you that. Meaning that the proceeds are going to communal carbon, not an individual carbon. Okay, that's answer number 1. Rava Marakan Lokama Revelazar, who atma yikrav ola, ela bamafish nekevala ola. The ikashem ola al imo. And now we get to answer number 2, and we're just going to finish up answer number 2 today. And answer number 2 basically goes like this. Look, in our Mishnah, in Temura, you point to the, on Daf Yud Ches, you point to the to a female and you say, it's a carbonola. Obviously, it can't be brought as a carbonola. But it has a certain amount of status. At least it's as close to a carbonola as you can get. Right? The Gemara's terminology is, Ika Shem Ola Al Imo. Why? So Rashi explains, because at least in the world of birds, what do you see? That by birds, it could be male or female, and you designate it as a carbon ola, and it actually is brought as a carbon ola. There's no zachrus when it comes to a bird. Okay, I mean, we know there's female versus male, but the Torah does not care or discern, does not require us to discern whether it's male or female. So at least in the world of animal, I know I can't bring it as a carbon ola, but at least it has shame ola. So that when it has a child and that child is a male, it can at least be brought as a carbon ola. Avagabi tamuris vlad asham, the leka shame ola al imo. But let's think about this. Meaning, what's happening in the case of asham? In the case of asham, I have a carbon asham. I then did tamura to a female. I then had a child. Now, the child clearly is not a carbon asham. That we all understand. And mom is the temura of an asham, which means that mom itself can't be brought as a carbon. But in other words, mom didn't even have status of carbon ola. meaning its source Kedusha did not have status of an Ola. So now, there was never was status Ola. So now you want this offspring to be brought as a carbon Ola? No, you can't. So, Deleka Shem Ola Alima Modi Rav Elazar de Bedamav in Hu Atzmo Lo Krav. Good. That's why Rebbe Lazar disagrees in the... I'm sorry. That's why Rebbe Lazar, in the case of Hashem, does not require the offspring, does not allow the offspring to be brought as an Ola. Okay. All right, let's pause. Okay, I know we're behind. Let's pause over here. Okay, tomorrow we'll finish up, meaning we have finish up our second answer of Rebbe Lazar, do a third answer in terms of how to align Rebbe Lazar, and then we start with the new Mishnah. Mechanan yemenakash amaretz kashbaruch lizakri so aficha chir ben torah mitzvah shenem anecha feitzamantziko yagdol torah viyadir.